Shalom, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹, 平安.
Usually Simon says peace, right?
通常 Simon 弟兄就是, 用平安这个字来去问候大家。
Well, that's what shalom means.
但我今次就用 shalom这个字, 同样是解平安的意思。
Today I will continue to fellowship with brothers and sisters on the fruit of the Spirit.
今天愿意继续和大家交通, 圣灵所结的果子。
I believe you guessed that we will be sharing on peace today.
相信大家都估到今天要交通的就是, 和平, 这个平安这个果子。
Now, when we think of the word peace, I don't know what brothers and sisters might picture.
当大家想起, 平安这个字的时候, 不知道大家, 想象到什么。
Perhaps we will think of rest and safety.
大家可能是想到, 休息, 或者是一个安全。
Or our welfare or our well-being.
或者是我们的, 幸福, 或者我们的福利。
But the word peace really encompasses a whole lot.
但是, 平安这个字, 所包括的, 实在是很广大。
More than just our welfare, our well-being or our health.
不单只是讲及到我们的健康, 我们的, 幸福, 我们的福利,
or our rest, our safety, or our contentment.
或者, 是我们的, 我们的满足, 我们的, 平安, 甚至是我们的, 满足。
But it really speaks of a completeness, a wholeness, perfect, or the fullness.
但是, 平安这个字所讲到的, 实在是讲到一个, 完全, 一个, 整体。
I think of then the verse in Colossians chapter 2 verse 9, the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord, and we are complete in him.
我就想起哥罗西书2章第9节这个金句, 因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Now, before we start sharing, let's review somewhat.
开始交通的时候, 我愿意和大家复习, 一下之前我所交通的。
The first time when we shared on the fruit of the Spirit, I shared about being fruitful, fruitfulness.
我第一次交通到, 圣灵所结的果子, 我就, 交通到, 我们要, 丰丰盛盛的结果子出来。
And I shared the fact that God is good.
我和大家交通到, 神是美好的。
God is good.
神是良善的。
We still need to work on that.
我们仍然都是要,
Thank you. God is good all the time. Thank you, Matthew.
当我这样讲的时候, 是期望大家有回应的。
And God is good and He wants to extend His goodness to us.
神是美好的, 祂是愿意, 将祂的, 良善是和我们分享。
As it says in the Psalm, the psalmist says that the Lord is my God and my goodness extendeth not outside of thee.
就好像诗篇那里讲到, 你是我的主, 我的好处不在你以外。
And when I shared on the fruit of the Spirit about love,
当我交通到, 爱, 这个果子的时候,
we share that God Himself is love.
我们就交通到, 神自己就是爱。
For God so loved the world that He gave us His only begotten Son.
神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That He loved us and He gave Himself for us.
祂是爱我, 为我舍己。
When we shared about the fruit of the Spirit about joy,
当我们交通到喜乐这个果子的时候,
we share for us to rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
我们就交通到我们要时常, 在主里面去喜乐。
We have to rejoice in Him because of His finished work.
我们因着祂已经成就的功,我们要喜乐。
For God is our joy.
因为神就是我们的喜乐。
In Romans 5:11 it says, God is our joy through Jesus Christ, by whom we now have the atonement.
在罗马书第5章第11节那里讲到, 我们既藉着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好, 也就藉着祂以神为乐。
And we can rejoice in the finished work of the Lord.
我们因着主, 以成就的功, 我们能够得以为乐。
And we have been reconciled to God the Father.
我们亦都与父神和好。
For He Himself is our peace.
因为, 主自己就是我们的平安。
That brings us to today's sharing.
这里就带到我们今天的交通里面。
That this must be our beginning. The finished work of the Lord.
主所成就的功就是我们的起头。
Let us first have a word of prayer.
我们开始的时候愿意有一点点的祷告。
The Lord Jesus, we just want to thank thee for this time this morning.
主耶稣，感谢你给我们今早上的时间。
We do commit this time to you.
将以下时间都交在你的手中。
We come before you with fear and trembling.
来到你面前是存着敬畏的心。
But we pray that the Holy Spirit will be in our midst.
但求你的圣灵在我们当中运行。
As you have promised, when two or three are gathered in your name, you shall be in our midst.
因为你应许过，凡两三个人奉你的名聚集的时候，你就会与我们同在。
We pray that the Holy Spirit can move freely in our midst.
求你圣灵亲自在当中运行。
Grant us the Spirit to hear and the Spirit to speak.
俾我哋有靈能夠去講，亦都有呢個靈可以去聽。
May this time be yours and that your name may be glorified.
願你得著以下時間，願你得著所有嘅榮耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈禱係奉耶穌基督嘅名求。
Amen.
阿門。
As we shared about the fruit of the Spirit, we share that it is of the Spirit.
當我哋交通到 圣灵所结的果子的时候，我们交通到这些果子是属于圣灵的。
It is that because that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
凡肉体所生的是肉体，从灵生的就是灵。
And we know that no matter of the flesh can inherit the kingdom of God.
我们也都知道属肉体的不能够承受神的国。
For as we are studying 1 Peter, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible.
我们在彼得前书那里读过，我们是蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是藉着神活泼上传的道。
And we know that God has us to yield fruit after its kind.
我们也都知道神的心意是要我们结果子，各从其类。
Since we are born of the Spirit, we ought to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
因为我们是从圣灵所生的，所以我们就要结圣灵的果子。
These matters that are mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, verse 20.
这些都是在加拉太书第5章22节所记载的。
Perhaps we can all turn to it together. Galatians chapter 5.
我们请大家都打开这段经文，加拉太书第5章。
Galatians chapter 5, we'll begin reading from verse 16. Please listen as we read.
加拉太书第5章，我由第16节开始读，请听我读。
This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能作所愿意作的。
We'll skip to verse 11, of the which from verse 18 to 20, it shares with us about the works of the flesh, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
在第18节到第21节，讲到肉体所出来的果子，我们跳到第21节，那里就讲到，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人，必不能成就神的国。Verse
22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law.
第22节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
第25节，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
We share that the fruit of the Spirit is one.
我们交通过圣灵所结的果子是一个的。
Even though we see these different character, nature manifested, but it is one.
雖然我哋呢度所記載嘅見到呢個果子有唔同嘅性質，但呢個果子就係一個。
For this is the very life of the Lord Himself.
因為呢個果子就係基督自己嗰個生命。
So one, O-N-E. One, O-N-E.
一喺英文串出嚟就係O-N-E 呢三個英文字母。
So O, we'll just say it's from the origin.
O, 我哋可以解作係origin, 即係呢個起源。
And that is of the Spirit.
呢個起源就係屬於聖靈嘅。
That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
從靈生嘅就係靈。
And this is the life of the Son of God.
而所生出嚟嘅就係基督耶稣基督神的儿子的生命。
And this is a life which God has already given us, this eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Who has the Son has the life, and he who does not have the Son does not have the life.
这个生命就是耶稣基督所赐过来给我们的永生。我们有儿子就有这个生命，如果没有儿子就没有这个生命。
We must be very sure that this is the origin of this life.
我哋一定要好清楚呢個生命嘅起源就係耶穌基督。
And nature, his character.
O N E 第二個字母 N 就係 nature, nature 呢一個嘅本質。
This is a nature that we must live out.
呢一個本質我哋係要活出嚟嘅。
Yet this living out is not by our doing, it's by our dying.
我哋要活出呢一個生命唔係我哋要去作咩事情。佢係要靠我哋如何嘅向自己死。
And this is also through our submitting and obeying the Holy Spirit.
靠向我哋自己死嘅意思就係要我哋去順服去遵行聖靈嘅帶領。
How we have mentioned, we have to follow the flow of the Holy Spirit.
我哋要跟隨聖靈嘅帶領跟隨聖靈嗰個河呢條河嗰個嘅流。
That brings us to E, eternal.
最後 O-N-E 第三個字母 E 就係代表永恆。
For where the river flows, there is the gold, the pearls, and the precious stones.
因為河流流到嘅地方就有精金有珠子，亦都有好多極寶貴嘅寶石。
The very material that is to be used to build the New Jerusalem.
呢啲嘅寶石就係用嚟起新耶路撒冷呢一個城。
It is also eternal because God is not after merely individuals but a body.
呢啲嘅事情亦都係永遠嘅因為神所要求嘅唔係個人佢係一個群體。
That will be the end of our review.
呢啲都係複雜翻我哋之前所交通到嘅。
Our brother was commenting that, oh, your message, your review is longer than your message.
頭先弟兄就同我講你嗰個温習長過你今日嘅交通。
Let us turn to another Bible passage.
我哋請打開另一段嘅經文。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓利比書第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓利比書第四章。
Since we're speaking on the fruit of the Spirit, peace today.
因為我哋今日交通嘅就係和平平安呢個果子。
We'll read from Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 and verse 9.
我哋會讀腓立比書第四章第七節同第九節。
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Verse 9. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you.
第九节，你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
So we can see here there is the peace of God that surpasses all understanding.
在这里我们就见到神的平安 是出人意外的。
And the God of peace that shall be with us.
赐平安的神亦都会与我们同在。
When we do those very things which we have learned and received, heard and seen.
当我们行所学习、所领受、所听见、所看见的事情的时候。
Now, I want you to picture this matter of peace.
我想大家想象一下平安是如何一回事。
You recall a while back when Simon was giving us the picture of the deer.
大家记得Simon 弟兄交通道关于这只鹿那个的图画。
From Psalm 42.
在诗篇第42篇。
As the deer panteth after water, so my soul panteth after thee.
如鹿切慕溪水我的灵亦都是如何的渴求我们的主。
He mentioned if we picture such a picture of a deer, would it be as Psalm 23, that it is that beside in the green pastures by the still waters?
弟兄就挑战我们这一幅鹿的图画是不是好像诗篇23篇那里所讲好像神令我们去安躺在青草地上使我们去安歇水边这么平静的一幅图画呢
But in fact, it is a picture of this deer being chased, and he is running for his life onto the high places, and he is panting after water.
但实在那幅图画原来是一只鹿是被其他野兽去追赶它是非常的匆忙来到水边去渴求河里面的水。
And when he comes to the water, it is his life, it sustains him.
当他来到河的旁边的时候这些水就成为他的生命因为这些水是他生命唯一的依靠。
That is how he long panted for this water.
所以这里所形容的就是这只鹿如何的切慕溪水。
Now I ask you to picture the same thing about peace. What would be a picture in your mind about peace?
同样今天我要求大家在里面想象一下平安是一幅什么图画呢
I see some of you have your eyes closed, so I just give you the benefit of the doubt that you are thinking.
我见到有些人都合埋了一眼我希望你是想紧。
I suggest this picture for you.
但是我愿意我提议给大家这幅图画。
It's a bird's nest.
就是一个的巢。
Can you picture that in this tree there is a bird's nest?
大家想不想象到在一棵树的上面有一个雀巢
High above the world.
这个雀巢是非常之高高过整个世界的
In the tree, a big tree covered and being very restful in the nest.
这个雀巢是被这棵大树来去遮盖在这棵大树里面是有平安的
From the sun, from the rain, from the wind
它是在从太阳的热气在大风里面得到平安
Now this isn't that what most of the people in this world are after just a home, a resting place where we can find rest and contentment and safety
这是一个安全栖息的地方这一幅图画是不是大家都是期望得到的呢在里面得到平安、喜乐、有这个满足。
Perhaps this is what the world is after, just this a resting place that we can enjoy some peace and quiet.
实际上这个世界都是期望得到这个安息的栖息的地方。
And we are able to receive that when we receive God, the peace of God shall come into our hearts.
当我们接受赐平安的神来到我们心中的时候我们的确得到这个安息的地方。
But there's so much more than that that God desires for us. The God of peace shall be with us.
但是实在这个赐平安的神向我们所期望得到的是更多。
Now if you would picture the same nest in the tree.
你再想象一下在这棵树同样有一个雀巢。
Next to a giant waterfall.
这个雀巢在一个的瀑布隔离。
Would you still consider that a picture of peace and rest?
你会不会觉得这一幅是一幅形容平安的图画呢
？It would be hard to imagine that it is a picture of peace when there is a giant waterfall right next to you.
实在好难想象到一个雀巢是一个水好澎湃的瀑布隔离。喺度嘅时候呢一幅好难想象到一幅平安嘅图画。
But this is a picture of true rest.
但係实在呢一个系一个 真正安息平安的图画。
Because the peace of God does not depend upon the external circumstances.
因为赐平安的神不是因着周围的环境来去改变的。
For the peace of God is internal, is within us.
因为赐平安的神不是只是在外表却 是在我们心里面的。
And despite the circumstances that's around, whether it be a giant waterfall or whatever befall us, we are still able to have peace.
即使我们外面的环境是如何即使外面的环境是一个瀑布同样我们里面赐平安的神都会赐平安给我们。
For God Himself is our peace.
因为神自己就是我们的平安。
And this is a peace that will surpass all understanding, every understanding, every logic or reasoning.
这个平安是出人意外的。
We're studying the book of Acts now. If brothers and sisters have read through or remember in Acts 12.
我们现在是读着使徒行传。如果大家记得在使徒行传第十二章那里
It records for us how James was beheaded.
嗰度所
he was slain by Herod.
嗰度记载嘅系雅各系俾希律嚟去斩头或者系去谋杀。
Herod seeing that it pleased the crowd, also arrested Peter.
希律见到咁样做能够使百姓喜悦嘅时候，咁希律就连彼得都系塞入监。
And while Peter was still in prison, chained between the guards,
当彼得在监狱里面的时候，他是被周围的护卫来去锁起来。
Knowing full well that this might be his fate, just as James.
彼得实在期望他的结局和雅各都是一样。
Yet it records for us he slept.
但是使徒行传就记载那时他是安然的睡觉。
Even amidst this imminent danger,
即使他是面临这么极大的危险的时候
he slept soundly.
他是熟睡。
Even when the angel came to deliver him, had to strike him.
就算天使来去拯救他的时候天使都要整醒他。
He was so sound asleep, he thought perhaps he was dreaming, as if he had seen a vision.
彼得是熟睡到一个地步他是好像见到异象一样。
This is a true peace, a rest that the world cannot understand.
这个实在是彼得一个出人意外的平安这个平安这个世界是不能够明白的。
It records for us that because the saints were praying unceasingly for him.
那里记载他有这样的平安是因为当时的信徒是不断的是为彼得祈祷。
He knows no matter what befalls him, he knows that the Lord does all things well.
彼得亦都明白晓得无论发生什么事主都是与彼得同在。
And that the Lord is the one who is in control.
主永远都是掌管一切的神。
He does not need to be concerned about the circumstances that surround him.
所以彼得不需要理会周围的环境。
For he knows who he belongs to.
因为他知道他是属哪个的。
It says in Philippians 4:6, Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your minds and heart through Christ Jesus.
在腓立比书第四章第六节那里讲到，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事藉着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Let us also turn to another Bible passage you are familiar with in John chapter 14.
我们再看看约翰福音第十四章。
We'll start reading from John chapter 13 verse 1.
我们看看约翰福音第十三章第一节。
Please listen as we read.
请听我读。
Gospel according to John chapter 13 verse 1.
约翰一书第十三章第一节。
Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them until the end.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了， 他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Chapter 14, verse 1.
第十四章第一节。
The Lord says to them, knowing that his hour is come, let your heart not be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Chapter 14, verse 25.
第十四章第二十五节。
The Lord says, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
我还与你们同在的时候，已将这些话对你们说了。但保惠师，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
第二十七节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
We share today how the Lord has ascended and departed from them.
我们交通过主是如何升天离开了门徒。
But the Lord says, wait a while and you shall receive the promise of the Father.
但是主就应许过等一阵子你就会接受神所应许的。
And when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall receive power.
当圣灵临到门徒的时候你们就会得到能力。
Let your hearts not be troubled, or neither let it be afraid.
所以你的心不要忧愁，亦都不要惊慌，不要胆怯。
We can see throughout Acts how the apostles and the disciples, they were witnesses and they spoke with confidence, with boldness.
所以你在《使徒行传》我们见到门徒就是成为了这一班见证人，他能够宣讲耶稣基督的见证，他是大胆宣讲出来的。
That is because the Holy Spirit has come upon us.
因为圣灵已经临到我们当中。
Now when we each are born again, when we believe in the Lord, we are born of the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit.
当我们每一个人重生信主的时候我们就接受圣灵，我们就是圣灵里面重生过来。
He is our surety.
他就是我们那个的确据，我们那个字。
Now the earnest from God.
就是神所应许的抵押。
He is our comforter.
他是我们的保惠师。
He teaches us in all things.
他在凡事上教导我们。
He leads us into the truth.
他是带领我们进入真理里面。
He will bring us into remembrance all that the Lord has spoken to us, all that the Lord has commanded us through the Holy Spirit.
他是要提醒我们，要我们记得起主向我们所说的一切话。
If you recall then, in Colossians, we studied that just a while ago, 3:15 and 16, it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
大家记得在哥罗西书第三章第十五、第十六节那里讲到要叫基督的平安在我们的心里面作主。
Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom.
是要让基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里面。
So may his word be our peace.
所以愿意他的话成为我们的平安。
Now because we are born of the Spirit, we have the Holy Spirit.
因为我们是从灵生的所以我们有圣灵在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit will remind us all the word of the Lord.
圣灵要叫我们记得主所讲的话。
Now I just share a little example with you.
愿意跟大家分享一个的例子。
My little girl, Lolo, the youngest one.
我的细女 Lolo。
Many a times when she wants to do something and she's not quite sure, she'll take a look at the parents, at me or Angela.
很多时候都想做一些事但是她不肯定啱唔啱的时候她就会望一望我和我的太太。
To see if she's allowed to do that.
看看我们允不允许她这样做。
Or sometimes we would catch her after she does something, she will look and see if it was okay if we would scold her.
亦都好多时佢已经做咗嗰件事佢就会望一望我哋睇下我哋会唔会去闹佢。
Or at other times, we will, before she even does anything, will call out to her to stop.
有啲時候佢未想做一啲事情，我哋就去提醒佢。
Or oftentimes, of course, she already did something bad, and we have to admonish her.
亦都有啲時候佢實在係做咗啲錯事，我哋就要鬧佢啦。
So even at a young age, one who has life will know.
所以即使係喺咁年輕嘅小朋友裏面，一個有生命嘅人就知道。
Likewise, because we are born of the Spirit, we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us.
同樣，因為我哋從靈生嘅，我哋有聖靈住喺我哋裏面。
The Holy Spirit will direct us in all things.
聖靈要喺凡事上提醒我哋。
And that's the teaching of the anointing upon us.
呢個就係恩膏嘅教訓。
We have to learn to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我哋要學習跟隨聖靈嘅引導。
So that the peace of God will rule in our heart.
神嘅平安喺我哋心裏面作主。
And when we have the Word of God dwell in us, the Holy Spirit will also bring those words into remembrance that we ought to keep His Word.
當我哋將基督嘅話豐豐富富存喺心裏嘅時候，聖靈就要叫我哋記起主所講嘅話。
Now you recall the experiences of our King David.
大家記得大衛王。
There was two in particular.
有兩件事情好特別嘅。
One time when he was being chased for his life by Saul.
有一次佢係俾掃羅嚟去追殺嘅時候。
And he hid in a cave.
佢係喺一個山洞裏面匿埋。
And when Saul came in to relieve himself in the cave.
掃羅同一時間嚟到同一個山洞嚟去休息嘅時候。
Because it was dark.
因為喺山洞裏面好黑。
And he did not see David and his men in the cave.
掃羅見唔到喺山洞裏面嘅大衛同埋佢嘅下屬。
And David's men prompted him that it is his time now, he can kill King Saul who was after him.
大衛嘅下屬就慫恿大衛去殺呢個掃羅。
As a result, David went up to Saul, but only cut the skirt of his garment.
大衛就嚟到掃羅嘅面前，佢冇殺佢，只係將佢個袍係剪開一橛。
And after Saul left,
掃羅離開之後,
David's heart smote him.
大衛嘅心就係被指責、被責備。
He ran up to Saul.
佢走到嚟掃羅面前。
And he bowed before Saul.
佢喺掃羅面前俯伏。
And he told Saul what had happened, that he could have slain him, but he dared not touch the Lord's anointed.
佢就同掃羅講，我嗰陣時可以殺你，但係我實在唔敢去殺神所恩膏嘅、高立嘅。
And so he gave him the skirt of his garment to show him.
所以大衛就將剪咗出嚟嗰塊袍俾掃羅。
We see that when we are right with God, it is not about being right with man, as his men told him, prompted him to act for the preservation of his life, but it's being right with God.
我哋喺呢度見到同神有呢一個嘅良好嘅關係，好多時就代表我哋唔可以同其他人有一個同樣嘅意念，就好似大衛呢個時候，佢實在唔應該聽佢嘅下屬慫恿去殺掃羅。
We recall another instance of David's experience.
大衛有另一件事我哋記起嘅。
When he was determined to build a house for the Lord.
當大衛決意要去為神起呢個聖殿嘅時候。
As a result, Satan.
因着佢有咁樣嘅意念，撒旦
was against Israel, against David.
撒旦就開始起嚟要攻擊大衛。
And provoked David to number his army.
佢係慫恿大衛去點數佢嘅軍隊。
After David conducted the census again, his heart smote him.
當大衛完成咗呢一個嘅統調查嘅時候，佢嘅心又係被責備過嚟。
And the Lord had to discipline him.
主要去 懲罰大衛。
And gave him three choices.
主係要管教大衛，佢就俾大衛三個選擇。
To have a famine, to fall into the hands of his enemy, or to have the pestilence.
第一個選擇就係有一個饑荒，第二個就係俾外族嚟去侵襲，第三個就係
pestilence，
就係有一個瘟疫。
And David said, "It is better to fall into the hands of God, for His mercies are great."
咁大衛嘅回應就係寧願係讓神嘅手親自管教，因為喺神裏面有恩惠有慈愛。
Let's read a few Bible passages.
我哋請讀幾篇嘅經文。
First in Psalm 51, we're very familiar with that.
第一係詩篇第51篇，大家都好熟悉。
Psalm 51 verse 17.
詩篇第51篇第17節。
Of course, we realize David wrote this psalm after he had sinned against God with Bathsheba.
大家都知道大衛係喺別士巴嗰件事上犯罪之後，就寫呢一篇詩篇。
He writes, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise."
神所要的祭就是憂傷的靈，神啊，憂傷痛悔的心，你必不輕看。
But when we read on verse 18 and 19,
但係如果我哋繼續睇第十八節同第九節嘅時候
，After the recovery,
當佢復原之後
，Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, build thou the walls of Jerusalem, then thou shalt be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering, then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar.
求你隨你的美意善待錫安，建造耶路撒冷的城牆，那時你必喜愛公義的祭和燔祭，並全牲的燔祭，那時人必將公牛獻在你壇上。
Also Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11.
希伯來書第十二章第十一節。
Hebrews 12:11.
希伯來書第十二章第十一節。
Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
凡管教的事，當時不覺得快樂，反覺得受苦，後來卻為那經過的人結出平安的果子，就是義。
Finally, in Isaiah chapter 26,
最後在以賽亞書第26章
Isaiah chapter 26 verse 12,
以賽亞書第26章第12節。
Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou hast also wrought all our works in us and for us.
耶和華，你必派定我們得平安，因為我們所做的事都是你給我們成就的。
We realize when David chose the pestilence, the discipline from the Lord.
我們知道當大衛選擇要接受這個瘟疫，這個從神來的管教的時候，
It was grievous.
實在是很憂愁，很傷痛。
And when the angel lifted his hand to destroy Jerusalem,
當天使舉手要去毀滅耶路撒冷的時候，
And David saw,
大衛見到，
He prayed unto God,
他就向神祈求，
That it would fall upon him and his house,
寧願這件事情是臨到他自己的家當中，
And not upon the Lord's people,
使這個的懲罰不好落在神的百姓裡面。
Then the Lord told him to go through the threshing floor of Ornan.
主就將大衛來到這個什麼和場？亞蘭的和場那裡。
On the threshing floor of Ornan on Mount Moriah.
在摩利亞山，在亞蘭的和場上面。
That was where David sacrificed unto the Lord.
在這個亞蘭的和場上面，就是大衛獻祭。
And the pestilence was stayed.
瘟疫就停止。
This very place was also to be the building place of the temple.
這個亞蘭的和場就成為了聖殿那個的地址。
This was also the place where Abraham offered up Isaac.
这个和场亦都是当年亚伯拉罕献以撒的地方。
For on the mount the Lord prepareth.
因为耶和华的山上面必有预备。
Jehovah Jireh.
耶和华必有预备。
This brings us to the last point.
最后一点。
From an individual experience of the peace of God to a corporate.
我们要从个人的平安进到这个群体的平安里面。
Where the temple is to be built.
就是在圣殿所建造的地方。
We have read from Philippians chapter 4 verse 9 that the God of peace shall be with us.
我们刚才读过腓立比书第四章第九节，赐平安的神必与我们同在。
When we do those very things which we have received, which we have learned, which we have seen and heard.
当我们去做我们所学习、所领受、所听见、所看见的事情的时候。
Now if we look at the passage from Ezekiel chapter 40.
如果我们读回以西结书第四十章。
Ezekiel chapter 40,
以西结书第四十章,
verse 4,
第四节.
In verse 2 it says, in the visions of God brought he me into the land of Israel and set me upon a very high mountain by which was at the frame of a city.
第二节那里讲到,在神的意象中带我到以色列地,安置在至高的山上,在山上的南边,又仿佛一座城建立。
Verse 4, and the man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears, and set thy heart upon all that I shall show thee, for to the intent that I might show them unto thee, art thou brought here, declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel.
那人对我说,人子啊,凡我所指示你的,你要用眼看,用耳听,并要放在心上,我带你到这里来,特要为指示你。
When we do the very things which we have learned, which we have received, seen and heard, the Lord shall be with us.
当我们去做我们所学习、所领受、所听见、所看见的事情的时候，神就与我们同在。
Ezekiel 48:35, the last verse.
以西结书第48章最后一节.
And the name of the city from that day shall be Jehovah Shammah.
从此以后，这城的名字必称为耶和华的所在。
From Jehovah Jireh to Jehovah Shammah.
就是从耶和华所预备的，进到耶和华的所在。
On the mount, the Lord shall prepare.
耶和华在山上必有预备。
And we know that it speaks of our Lord's sacrifice.
我们实在是知道，那里是预表着耶稣自己。 所献上的生命。
For he himself is our peace.
因为主自己就是我们的平安。
He is the peace of God that surpasses all understanding.
他就是那个神所赐出人以外的平安。
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
我在拿撒勒人耶稣面前，我实在是惊讶。
How he could die for a sinner condemned unclean.
他如何能够 为被定罪的罪人来去死。
But he has not only given us the peace of God,
但主不单止是将神的平安赐过给我们。
But also the God of peace shall be with us.
神赐平安的神, 更加是与我们同在。
When we do all that we have learned, all that we have received, seen and heard,
当我们照主的吩咐去做所学习、所领受、所听见、所看见的事情的时候。
Finally, I just want to share a brief word about the gospel.
最后我愿意同大家交通一下关于福音。
You recall when I shared about the fruit of the Spirit, love.
大家记得当我交通到爱这个果子的时候。
We are to intercede for one another, intercede for the unbelievers.
我们是要为不信的朋友来去祈求。
And when I shared about joy, it was that we can be a testimony for the Lord when we are joyful.
当我交通道喜乐嘅时候，我就系交通道我哋愿意我哋喜乐能够成为一个见证，使其他人见到。
And may this matter of peace come upon our friends and family who have yet to believe.
同样嘅当我哋交通道平安嘅时候实在愿意呢个平安临到我哋嘅家人、我哋嘅朋友身上面。
Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 and 4.
以赛亚书第26章第三节同第四节。
Please let us turn to Isaiah chapter 26 verses 3 and 4.
请大家都打开以赛亚书第26章第三节同第四节。
Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee.
坚心倚赖你的，他必保守他十分平安，因为他倚靠你。
Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.
你们当倚靠耶和华直到永远，因为耶和华是永久的磐石。
May our friends and family who have yet to experience the Lord enter into his peace.
实在愿意那些未信主的朋友家人能够进入主的平安里面。
Let us pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Dear Lord, we just want to come before you with praises and thanksgiving.
主，我们来到你的面前充满着感谢赞美。
Because you have become our peace.
因为你成为了我们的平安。
You have become the sacrifice that have reconciled us to God the Father.
你成为了那个祭使我们与神和好。
And may you continue to lead us with your peace. May your peace rule in our hearts.
愿你的平安继续带领我们，愿你的平安在我们心里作主。
So that your presence may be our peace.
使你的同在就成为我们的平安。
We commit the words that were spoken to you.
将所讲的话都交在你的手里面。
If it be useful, that you will keep it in our hearts.
若你愿意将你的话是留在我们的心里面。
We give you back all the praises and all the thanksgiving.
实在将所有的荣耀、颂赞都是归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷是奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
阿门。